All right, so we love to come and tell our neighbors the truth about who Jesus is. The true Jesus is not your Sunday church Jesus. The true Jesus is not the cultural, long-haired, blue-eyed, feminized Jesus. The true Jesus is not unconditional love Jesus, wink at sin Jesus. The true Jesus is about righteousness and truth. The true Jesus warns of hell. The true Jesus calls people to repentance. The true Jesus says, lose your life, Matthew 10. You can't live two lives. He warned about having two masters. The true Jesus warned about judgment coming to the culture. The true Jesus warns about false pagan holidays and church ways in Mark 7. America has built like a false savior, not like, a false savior that allows you to live the way you want, do what you want.
I love you like I do.
But that is not the biblical savior that comes for salvation. He already came and shed his blood. He rose again. He's coming again. The biblical savior walks in righteousness, goodness, and truth, calls his people to the same thing. But Satan is great at counterfeits. Why do we say that? Satan loves to counterfeit with his man-made religion of every flavor, with his cultural offerings. We were just talking about entertainment, sports shows, food, frivolity is the God of America. But if you're following the one true God, you have no hope unless you do. If you're following the one true God, you have no hope outside of him. If you're following him, you walk in holiness and righteousness, not as flesh and worldliness, not in false customs of man. Because see, the kingdoms of this world are Satan's. But Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world, neighbor. You got to ponder, your life is but a vapor. You're here today, gone tomorrow. Your false faith system's not going to save you. Living your own life is not going to give you the keys to eternal life. The key to eternal life is authority to live God's way. The key to eternal life is two words, Jesus Christ. He laid down his life to become a ransom for many. Those who will follow him. Jesus said in John 3, it's an amazing thing. He said in John 3, whosoever will come after me can find eternal life. Whosoever, that means anyone that will come can find eternal life. But the world is set for the wrath of God outside of the truth of God. The world loves its flesh and its false ways. So we just come to stand in the broad road and remind people what's coming because we love our neighbor, we love God. The Bible uses all kinds of agricultural examples like sheep and goats. If you're a sheep of God, you're born of God, you're his children. If you're a goat, you're a child of the world. And you have no hope of eternal life to come. Jesus came to separate his sheep from the goats. He said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. The culture is set for the wrath of God that's coming. America is set for the wrath of God. Test yourself, sir. We love you. America is set for the wrath of God. The world is set for the wrath of God. Jesus has the keys of all authority of power. And authority. He holds the keys from the Father. He did the work perfectly. And those who put their faith in him and trust in him can find eternal life. But if you're walking through this world and you're just living like the culture in your pride and vanity, sir, you can't be of the world and of Jesus. Did you know that? This is the world. You can't be of this and claim a holy Savior. You got to repent to come out. I can't hear you, young one. Can you come closer? I don't make any money doing this. Don't make any money doing this. I retired to do this for free because God told me to go preach the gospel. Down here, people are like money, interested in money. We had people telling us, you're making money. Now a young woman just asked me how much money we make. We make no money doing this. We turn money away often, weekly. Just about. People want to give us money. We go, we don't need your money. We don't want your money. The kingdom of God is not about money, but it's about spirit and truth and love and power and a sound mind. So this is not about money, folks. We're not your churchianity system. We don't want people's money. We want you to open the Holy Scriptures and see how much trouble you're in when the wrath of God comes. We want you to be transformed from the inside out. And once Jesus said, cleanse the inside of the cup and the outside will take care of itself. That means once your heart is changed, now you want spirit and truth, goodness and righteousness. But if your heart is worldly and wicked, like the American culture, you have no hope of eternal life. You're just drifting, waiting for the judgment and the wrath of God. We don't want that for our neighbor. We want you to have better than that. We want you to have spirit and truth. We want you to turn from your sin. We're standing here in the middle of a Fort Myers art fest. Yeah, I used to be a commercial artist. I know all about the art world. Art is one of those things that's corruptible. People spend their whole life on art. When they die, the art leaves them and they go to wrath and judgment. Why would you waste your whole life on things that are going to be separated from you? Instead, why wouldn't you receive what Christ has done? Jesus, fully man, fully God, comes into the world and he sheds his blood. Not the churchianity Jesus, the biblical Savior. The Savior that made a way. Beaten, battered, bloodied, and bruised for you, neighbor. He made a way for you to find eternal life. But guess what? That way is a narrow path. America, you're walking on the broad road to destruction right now. The Bible says, turn ye, forsake your sin, and you can find eternal life. But you got to forsake your life. You can't have two masters. You trade in an old car, you got to leave the old car to get the new car. You can't have them both. You come to Jesus, you got to lose your old life. You can't keep your old life, this worldly life, and have a new life in Christ that leads to eternal life. Ponder that, American neighbor. We love you enough to tell you the truth. That won't save you, sir. Metal crosses, Roman Catholic ways, Sunday churchianity, denominations. We get a lot of people hold their metal cross up. That means nothing to a holy God. A metal cross is just a relic. A metal cross, the Pope and Mary, none of this means anything in the kingdom of God. That's an invention of Satan. But what is true is the Word of God that will stand forever. The Word of God is eternal. The Word of God stands the test of time, that by which you will be tested one day. And unless you know it and you're living by it, by the Spirit of God, you have no hope. The hope is found in Jesus Christ, His Word, His ways. The hope is found in the shed blood. The hope is found in the resurrection. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. All thee that come to me, believe on me, though he die, yet will he live. You can live, yet you will die one day. You can live eternally. That's the hope of Christ. He can wash you clean. He can cleanse you of all your sin. He can make you a new creation. That which is old, he can make new. That which is sinful, he can make righteous. That which is not glorious, he can make glorious. That which is not eternal and corruptible, he makes eternal and incorruptible. But you have to choose. You do have a will, neighbor. There is a will. Everyone has a choice to make. What direction, what path you're on. Everyone has a choice to make. Are you seeking the kingdom of God? Matthew 6:33. And his righteousness and everything else will be added unto you. The righteousness of God, that which is right to God. We come and preach, we're no better than anyone else. We used to do this drinking and drunkenness and partying. We are no better than anyone, but we are different today. Why are we different? We're different because of the Spirit of God that transformed our hearts and our minds and made us new creations. We no longer think the same. We no longer want the ways of the world. Oh, our flesh man does in a little way. But we're living for eternity. We're not living for that which is corruptible. Test yourself, young man. We're living for eternal things, the incorruptible things. We're living for spirit and truth. Christ makes the narrow way. Christ would come and judge America and the world. He is coming to judge America and the world. America is nothing more than Sodom 2. God would have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah lest he judges wicked America. Not one stone will be left standing. He will judge it. He said, tear this down and I'll rebuild it in 3 days. They thought he was talking about the stone temple. Sister Amen. He was talking about his life, his death, burial, and resurrection. Christ is risen, neighbor. Repent. Come out of your art fair slumber. Come out of your worldly, fleshly ways. Come out of your American churchianity. Follow Jesus Christ to spirit and truth and eternal life. Follow him in righteousness, goodness, and truth. Fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, patience, long-suffering. Holiness. You must come out of the world. Christ is worthy to be lifted up today.